Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed. And a sword will pierce your own soul too." This is the word of the Lord. In his letter to the Galatians, the Apostle Paul preached that the Son of God was born of a woman, born under the law, a human being just like us in everything except sin. He became Son of Man without ever abdicating to his being the Son of God, God Himself, so that we might receive adoption as sons. We are just a few days after Christmas, still during the liturgical Christmas season. I imagine we still have decorations all over the place that help to lighten us what we may call the spirit of Christmas. So Christ is born, angels sing, a star sets the wise men on a long journey to baby Jesus. Today's Gospel asks us to set aside for a moment our decorations in order to reflect on an episode in the life of Joseph, Mary, and Jesus, the Holy Family. It shows us the Holy Family living according to the law, always obedient and faithful, and facing problems just like any other human family. No angels, no singing. 4 times in this short passage, Luke mentions the law of Moses, for Joseph and Mary were obedient servants of the Lord. This was the teaching they were passing on to their son, even from his very tender age. They took the baby boy to Jerusalem to be presented to the Lord. In fact, Mary was to be purified after giving birth, and the boy was to be redeemed and consecrated to the Lord. They were supposed to bring to the temple a lamb 1 year old for a holocaust and a young pigeon or turtle dove as a sacrifice for sin. But the law took into consideration the financial situation of the faithful and stated that those who could not afford a lamb were to offer a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. This was Joseph's and Mary's offering, which tells us of their poor condition. It is interesting to note that they could not afford to buy a 1-year-old lamb for the Holocaust, although in truth they were offering their son, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. They offered their son, human and divine, instead of a young animal. Great mystery. Did Joseph and Mary understand all this? It seems not, for Luke tells us that they stood there wondering at the things that were being said about the child. Simeon, the old and devout man, hinted at the future trials the family was to face. When he blessed them, he told the boy's mother, "You see this child, he is destined for the fall and for the rising of many in Israel, destined to be a sign that is rejected. A sword will pierce your own soul too, so that the secret thoughts of many may be laid bare." This tells us a lot about Joseph, Mary and Jesus. It tells us that they were living a simple and ordinary life with its ups and downs, and with all its difficulties and suffering. No angels and no singing. It was their faith, supported by the law, that helped them move forward, making choices and decisions, for they were just and upright. There were no angels with wings and long hair, as our imagination presents them. Angels are God's messengers. He sends any creatures he wants to deliver his message. He sent an angel to Mary to invite her to accept to be the mother of the Savior, and to Joseph to explain the situation. To the shepherds he sent angels, to the wise men he sent a star. Simeon was an angel to them, and the prophetess Anna, who began to praise God and who spoke of the child to all who looked forward to the deliverance of Jerusalem. Cousin Elizabeth was an angel when she told Mary, "Blessed is she who believed that the promise made her by the Lord would be fulfilled." This tells us that we may become God's angels, his messengers, to those we meet in our daily routine, if we accept to cooperate with him. Simeon's canticle is the prayer of a man who was looking forward to the consolation of Israel. It is a prayer that the liturgy uses daily at compline, the liturgical prayers at the end of each day. We are invited to put all our trust in the Lord and to look forward to the building of his kingdom on earth. In it, we do not ask God for the end of our life, but for him to accept what we were able to do during the day that comes to its end. In fact, it is preceded by the responsory, "Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit," and is bracketed by the antiphon, "Save us, Lord, while we are awake. Protect us while we sleep, that we may keep watch with Christ and rest with him in peace." This is the message for us to accept our role as angels of the Lord, who eagerly pray that this kingdom comes on earth as it is in heaven. To sing the praises of God, who is faithful to his promises always, to point to him present among us, to others, so that they could come to him, and to put all our trust in him, and not let our mistakes discourage us. With him, in him, and through him, we will be able to live as God's friends and builders of peace among men.